My beloved, during these last years, changes has happened in my life, inside, outside. I'm learning to let go of everything and to be grateful for everything in my life. You taught me to have the right food, and you taught me to walk this pathless path and to enjoy the time and space. I have only gratefulness in my heart for everything you did for me. Thank you for teaching me to be natural and simple. In action, how peaceful and beautiful. In peace and love, yours, Bali. It is true, Bali, everything has to be relearned, because where we come from the society, is like brainwashed, because nobody is thinking and feeling themselves. That's how it has become. So it's true. I even taught you how to eat the right food. Not only that, but I taught you how to live, how to dance, how to sing, how to be silent. All these things, the most important things, nobody teaching us, no? The society wants you to become something. They don't need dancers, they don't need meditators, they don't need real people. Who wants to go and swim? They need people who works, no? So you are part of the big machine. So it is a long process to get rid, to clean the consciousness as such, to clean the consciousness of all the unnecessary things that is filling you up. To just become natural again. It's a long process, because in the beginning you don't know how it is to be natural. It should be the most natural thing in the world, just to be yourself, but it's not. And it's difficult for people, ordinary people in the society, to accept that they are not happy, they are not natural, they are not at ease, they don't have any peace, they don't have any joy. It's very difficult to accept. That's why keep yourself busy. And it's never been as busy as now. It's never been as busy, and it's never been as much depression in the world. And why? Because people have forgotten. They have forgotten everything that is natural. And when you don't live a natural life, then you become very tense, the whole system, because it's almost like you're going against yourself. So it's you're creating a friction inside. And in the coming years, it's going to be more and more important just to become natural again. Not to get anywhere, not to learn anything, but just to empty out. That's going to be the next step. Just to be in nature. Just to learn meditation, how to be present in the moment. But it's a long learning because you can be 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years old, and you have to start learning again how to function out of awareness instead of habit. Because man can function like a machine without thinking what he's doing, which is how most people in society is functioning. Otherwise, how can you function? Just going to work 9 to 5, day in, day out. There's hardly any change. So to start looking at oneself, that takes courage. And even if you want, where to go? Where do you find natural people? Or at least people who wants to come back again, who wants to be free? It's very difficult. It's not accepted in society. It's like if you want to be natural, if you want to be free, you are outside society. It's very strange. It's almost like you're doing something wrong if you're meditating or if you just want to be quiet in the forest. I remember Osho, he said, from he was very little, he used to just like to do nothing. And his favorite place was to go to the river early in the morning and have his swim. Even when he was a little boy. And then he hang out the whole morning, laying in the sun and swimming, and that's it. Then he comes home and then the family asks, so what have you been doing? I've been doing nothing. No, but tell me, what have you been doing? So you have to do something for people to understand. You can just say, I've just been living. They don't understand that. You have to do something. And this is so ingrained in everybody. Look at your life now for most people. Now the latest is we becoming slave of the cell phone. Any idiot can connect with you anytime, and there you are getting involved. It will come to a point where it's generally accepted that you have to come back to yourself. It's reaching a climax of unconsciousness and madness. And that's why people are uneasy, because they have forgotten how to just be. So it's very true. Even how to eat, because it's all from the habit. People eat different things at different countries, different cultures, different conditionings. They have different religions, different beliefs, different ideas. But nobody has really come to that conclusion themselves. Is this what my body likes to eat? Is this what I really believe? Is this intelligent? As soon as you start with that, you become an outsider of the masses. So it's very difficult to come back. That's why in India they always said, you are lucky if you can find somebody who can show you the way back to yourself. Because the whole society is taking you away from yourself, it's taking you out. Trying to become somebody instead of just relaxing and being who you are. That is the problem that has happened. Thank you for teaching me to be natural and simple. And it is amazing that we have to be taught how to be natural and simple. And you know, as I don't teach you anything, it just comes by itself by being around. That's the alchemy. If you are with idiots, sooner or later you become an idiot. If you are with wise people, even if you are an idiot, it is a possibility to become wise. It's like that. That's why you always have to be ready to change. And anybody who's changing, anybody who's transforming, they will lose their old friends. If they also are not interested in growing. You have to be ready to go alone. And that can only come from the heart, it's an understanding of the heart. Because the mind is always afraid. So that's all what I like you to be, just being natural and in peace. But to come to that, to find that, you have to empty out everything that society has taught you and all conditioning, all habits. You have to empty. It's nothing to get as such, it's more an emptying. Because you are natural as you are in this very moment. And if you think you are not, then look at what is it in you that is not making you natural. The peace is already there. You just have to remove the things that is hindering that peace in you. That is the art. Still, people want to move to the cities. That's how it is everywhere. They want to be where the action is. In the cities is where it's happening. Here also, from places like this, the young people want to go to the city and have parties and be unconscious. In the Himalayas also, I talk to people there. Why do I come there? Why do you come to nature? We all want to go to the West. We all want to be unconscious. That's how this brainwashing is happening. Everybody knows about Coca-Cola and everybody knows to follow America, which is the most lost people. So now, slowly, slowly, you have to come back to the natural again. That's the whole art of meditation, of self-inquiry, just to be natural. And then, of course, nature helps a lot. Because you have changed, but nature has not changed. So when nature can remind you how to be natural, how to find your inner nature. One of the few great mystics here in the West, called Eckhart, he says, when I was the stream, when I was the forest, when I was still the grass in the fields, when I was the fish and the bird, when I was the sky itself, no one ever asked me, did I have a purpose? No one ever wondered, was there anything I might need? For there was nothing I could not love. It was when I left all we once were that the agony began, that the fear and the questions came. And I wept, and tears I had never known before. So I returned to the river, I returned to the mountains. I asked for their hand in marriage again. I begged to wed every object and creature. And when they accepted, God was ever present in my arms. And he did not say, where have you been? For then I knew in my soul, in every soul, has always held him. This is the full circle. An enlightened being, he knows that we have been everything in the past. That's what Eckhart is hinting at. When I was the forest, when I was the tree, when I was the flower, when I was the fish, when I was the bird, when I was the sky itself, when I was just part of nature, then everything is fine. Because there is no comparison, there is no mine, there is no future either in anything except in human mind. Only humans have this problem that they dwell on the past and they are worrying about the future. Everything else functions in the moment. When I was part of nature, which you all have been and you still are, before the problems as a human being started, which is very funny because they say human beings are the top of God's creation. But the thing is that humans have the choice. And many humans, they never do take this choice. They don't choose consciously that they want to be happy, they want to grow. Most humans are dull. They just get born and die in the same condition, climate, religion, society that they are born. There is no growth as such. To grow old is not to grow up. You can vegetate through your whole life, nothing much happening. That is what is normal. So So Eckhart says, when he was part of the animal kingdom, the nature, the trees, the forest, the birds, no one ever asked me, did I have purpose? No, people ask, what are you doing? What are you going to be? What are you going to be? And then many people, they feel very uncomfortable. What am I doing with my life? What are you going to be? Why not be? Life is happening now. What are you going to be? Something great in the future. That's what you are trained to. And that creates tension, that creates sickness. No one ever asked me, did I have a purpose? No one ever wondered, was there anything I might need? Because then everything is provided. When you are in tune with existence, when you're part of existence, then existence takes care. Again, only humans don't believe this, because the ego wants to do. Only when the ego is gone, then again you realize that you are totally taken care of, which is unbelievable for the mind, for the ego to believe. Because you always feel like an outsider, like a victim, or superior to others. And that creates problems. No one ever wondered, was there anything I might need? For there was nothing I could not love. There was nothing I could not love, because I was part of everything. Every bird is part of everything else, is part of every other bird. There is no conflict. Every fish is part of everything else. It was when I left all we once were that the agony began, and the fear and the questions came. He's saying these problems and agony began when I got identified with the false, which is the ego, which is the mind, that you are separate. Then the agony comes. No, there is no more trust. There is no more let go. There is no more surrender. The fear and the questions came. And I wept. And tears I had never known before. And it seems like this is the process that humans have to go through. They have to get lost, and you have to feel the agony, the lostness, the tensions, the sadness, the pain. So you want to come back to the real. If that is not there, you will never come back. Because you have to be ready to turn your back to everything that is unreal. You have to be ready to become natural again. And what is natural? Natural means that you again are in tune with everything. So he said, so I returned to the river, because now he has seen that it didn't work. It just created pain to be identified with the ego, to be separate. So I returned. And that's what you are all doing. You are returning in different degrees. You are trying to return, returning to the source, returning home, returning to yourself. So I return to the river, I return to the mountains, I ask them for their hand in marriage again. No, you have to be very humble again when you come back. Can I come back and be your friend? I've been lost. Can we get married again? Can we become intimate again? Can we be friends? Can we be natural again? That is very difficult for any ego, because the ego is always wants to fight, always want to be winning. The mind always creates conflict. So peace can only come when all those games are finished. When you are ready to crawl on your hands and your knees and ask, can we become friends again? I had enough. I want peace. I begged. Ordinary people want so many things, they don't want the real. You are full of desires, what you want, that you never come to what you really, really, really want. To find that, you have to go deep in yourself. Not all the shallow ideas on the top. You can only come in contact with what is really fulfilling, nourishing, if you have settled deeper in yourself. Suffering in yourself, agony in yourself. Then the only way is to bow down, to beg, to come back, to become friends, to become humble, to be open, to learn again. You see now the nice weather came now, no? All the gods needed was just a few satsangs. Then everything was fine. Love. And not only on this planet, but on other planets. Beloved, I had looked a lot inside of me for any questions, and some has come, but as soon as I thought of you, all the questions disappeared. It is like I have my mind, my ideas, and all these questions in the level of myself. But when I go deeper and really connect with you, they fade away. That's what I just said. All the questions are on the surface. The deeper you go, questions disappear. Right. You got lost. That is what is called a seeker, somebody who wants to come back to the natural, to to themselves, to God. When I go deeper and connect with you, only trust is there. I don't need to seek for an answer, because the true answers are coming to me in their own time, in spite of myself. In this space, I can accept life the way it is, and I flow in it. It is simple. One breath, and I feel you in me, and the connection that is there takes over. This is so deep and real. I'm yours. I love you and overflow in gratitude by being your devotee. This is my life. So how can I ask or seek for anything when I know in my heart that I have everything? I love you more than words can express. At your feet, yours, Devadasi. Hey, Devadasi. This is just what I was reading from Master Eckhart. When you are separate, then the agony is there, then the questions are there, then the problems are there. But when you connect, when you come back again, and that is the invitation of the Master, to come back. And the easiest is to just melt. You say it happens in spite of myself. Yes, because you have that trust. It is simple, one breath, and I feel you in me, and the connections that is there takes over. This is so deep and real. This is how it is when you have begged for, can't we be friends? That is surrender. You are coming back. Then there is no more conflict because you are gone. So how can I ask or seek for anything when I know in my heart that I have everything? No, this seeking is not for you. Seeking is for seekers. Seeking is not for finders. Seeking is for those who are stumbling in the darkness. Seeking is not for lovers. Who has come home, seeking what? It doesn't make any sense. You can only seek when you are lost. When you have found, then you stop then. Only the mind can seek. When the heart, which is longing for love, for peace, when that heart finds love, it stops. It stops in love. It takes care of love. It gets devoted to love itself. That is what surrender is. That is what devotion is. I love you and I overflow in gratitude by being your devotee. Then what is there to seek? It's nothing to seek. Already everything has been given. And everything is always given. The thing is, can you receive it? That only the heart and the soul can receive. This is the mystery. It cannot be talked about, it cannot be taught, but it happens. And when there is nothing to ask for, nothing to seek, when you have everything, then there is just gratitude left then. And gratitude is the true prayer. That how could this happen? How could this happen? It's the different worlds of the inner world and the outer world. Normally, people who are identified with the ego in the society, you want money, you want power, you want prestige, you want image to be somebody. And then it's always conflict. Conflict with yourself and conflict with others. Conflict with yourself because you're going against your own heart, your own being, who is love. Over to other important things. A Polak went to the dentist. The diagnosis was very grim. Alfred, all your teeth needs to be removed, my friend, said the dentist. All of them? Yes, all of them. My God, said the Polak. But no need to worry, said the dentist. It won't hurt a bit. We will fix you up with an immediate denture. It will be fitted straight into the sockets. It will look terrific, and it won't hurt at all. My God, said the Polak, can I believe you? It won't hurt at all? It sounds terrible. If you have any doubts, you can phone Mr. Goldstein, the town's famous Jew. He had the same thing 6 months ago. I removed all his teeth and he's fine. The dentist told the worried Polak, just call him. My God, said the Polak. I will phone Goldstein. I know him, that Goldstein guy, and I will let you know. He phoned Mr. Goldstein and asked if there had been any pain with his new teeth in the whole process or after. Goldstein said, pain? In the last 6 months, I have been taking up rowing just to have something to do with my children and grandchildren. And last Sunday, in the middle of the lake, I lost one ear. And as I reached over to get the oar, when it floated away, the boat was rocking a bit. And I caught one of my balls in the row lock. And then my son was just roaring. And that was the first time in 6 months I have forgotten the pain in my new teeth. The truth will come out. And the world is becoming more and more aggressive. Because it's ruled by the mind. And the mind as such is more male, is more aggressive. The heart is more female, receptive. But now, especially in the West, even the females become more male. Everybody has gone hung up in the head. But for a disciple, or for surrender, or for coming back to the natural self, everybody has to become female. Everybody has to become soft. And from that surrender, that softness, then you could use the mind, but then it comes from the heart. Then it will be a different world. Because it comes from the truth, it comes from love, instead of from mind, me, me, me. The heart always feels the other. So how can I ask or seek for anything when I know in my heart that I have everything? Yes. I know you can't ask or seek for anything, but I have to teach you. What can I do? Should I just sit there? I will be happy to sit there, but I have to talk to you because you are waiting for me to talk, then I have to talk.
سلام عليكم الحباب سلام عليكم طولتوا علينا يا سيدي مرحبا شفتوا معكم البشارة والنوبة طولتوا علينا يا سيدي مرحبا شفتوا معكم البشارة والنوبة طبا ما فرزوش وجبنا الطلبة شحال مزيارة لمقامو قبة طبا ما فرزوش وجبنا الطلبة شحال مزيارة لمقامو قبة وسلام عليكم الحباب
سلام عليكم
سلام عليكم مرحبا
سلام عليكم
تفضل يا شيخ يا برزن الكلام عطينا قصيدة بها توصف الغرام تفضل يا شيخ يا برزن الكلام عطينا قصيدة بها توصف الغرام عليها قولي تانا ما جاني المنام كتب لي بغية بها نوصل السلام عليها قولي تانا ما جاني المنام كتب لي بغية بها نوصل السلام
سلام عليكم مرحبا سلام عليكم
حتى موالفك هالراي
هالراي هالراي هالراي
ومالي يالي يالي
هالراي هالراي هالراي
عيني جرحوا قلبي ومن قال لي خزر هالراي هالراي هالراي
هالراي هالراي هالراي
ومالي يالي يالي هالراي هالراي
Now close your eyes, sit comfortable, Allow your body to relax. Let your breath, your heart, your belly to relax, and your whole consciousness to expand.
kirtan sola ra kori dipki mela pela ekonkar satgur prasad jagar ki Oh, Joy.